Vladivostok. Everything is from the sea in Vladivostok, so there are streets with such names as Matroska, Morskaya. It is one of the most interesting and colorful cities in Russia. Its buildings climb the hillsides, dropping to the sea. The sea makes Vladivostok unforgettable. The city is open to the salty ocean winds on all sides. Vladivostok is more than 135 years old. It was in June 1860 when the military ship Manjur arrived to the bay Zolotoy Rog. Some hours passed and there was a state Russian flag in the center of the city. So the port Vladivostok was founded, and in the future it became a great port and a fortress at the Pacific Ocean. There were 4,133 people when Vladivostok was 18 years old. 40% of the population were American people, Englishmen, German. Now there are more than 584,000 people. Before revolution, Vladivostok was one of the richest cities in Russia. Today it is an industrial, cultural, administrative, and scientific center of Primorye, one of the greatest ports of our country in the Pacific Ocean. Vladivostok occupies the whole southern part of the Muravyov-Amursky Peninsula. The downtown area is situated on the shores of the Golden Horn Bay, well protected with strong wind. It is a deep and convenient harbor for ocean-going vessels. Bosphorus, the eastern strait, links two gulfs together, the Amursky and the Ussuriski, and separates the Russia island from the mainland. Here are the sea gates to Vladivostok. It is a great cultural center of Primorye. There are some theaters, cinemas, museums, philharmonic societies, a circus, some exhibition halls, and other interesting places. There are many sites here, and of course, the very one is the monument to Admiral Milivoj. One can tell a lot about this beautiful city, but still, it's better to see it by yourself.